Hello, you're listening to English Roundtable Podcast. This is Kevin, and today Alec has joined.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm not bad. It's starting to get a little bit cooler.
Yes, it is.
So autumn is here, I guess.
Yes.
I don't see any trees these days, but I'm sure the leaves are changing somewhere.
Well, if you live in the right place, you can smell some trees.
Oh, yeah?
And you might not want to smell those trees.
Allergies?
No. These are the smelly, I guess they're ginkgo trees.
But yeah,
they
yeah,
put
yeah.
out those little kind of beans or nuts, whatever you want to call them.
Right, right.
The Icho Noki, probably your listeners will know about them.
Yeah.
They're quite infamous. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I would really love to see the U.S. because, as you know, a lot of land and open space there has a lot of the season change that you can see. But that brings us to our new series that we're going to talk about with this podcast.
Yes.
And we will be discussing America versus Japan. And this subtopic today is about cars, vehicles. We haven't really set it down, but
Yeah, transportation.
There you go, transportation. So the difference between transportation, America versus Japan.
Yes.
So tell me about your experience. Well, first, you have a little bit of background with driving
yes,
in Japan.
Yes, I am so lucky, or sometimes I feel unlucky, for having a Japanese driver's license as well as an American driver's license. So I have some experience driving in both countries. I would say overall, I actually think the driving experience in Japan is a little more pleasant. Maybe, I don't know why, if I had to guess, I would say because it's harder to get a license in Japan, maybe the drivers are a little safer than the drivers in the U.S. The other thing I would also point to is the condition, the road conditions. In America, maybe you've noticed this too, a lot of times the roads can be really sometimes they're nice, sometimes they're really messed up with lots of big potholes and ruts and things. Whereas in Japan, I tend to find that the roads, especially the freeways, are really clean and really easy to drive on. Mm. So
that's true. I never really see a lot of debris on the Japanese highways much.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, like especially large cities, you've got tires here, you've got junk just lining the sides.
Yep.
Kind of dangerous.
Yeah, bottles, broken bottles, all kinds of cans, everything just on the side looks like a trash heap in some places.
Mm.
Yeah, Japan's very clean, lots safer. But a lot of the rules are also different. This rule, I know it's not consistent across the U.S., but of course in the U.S. we drive on the right side of the road. But normally in the U.S. at a red traffic light, maybe this is, I don't know if this is true in Tennessee too, but in California you can make a right turn.
Mm, right on.
Yeah, right on the red. Yeah, yeah. In Japan they don't have that rule at all. So of course here they drive on the left side, but if the light is red, you cannot turn left on a red light. So.
I have a battle of, do I like that or not?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean,
because it's safer on one hand.
Exactly.
But then again, you know, if no cars are coming and you know you're wasting time
exactly.
just by sitting there.
Yeah, there's definitely some lights I've been in Japan where I've been sitting and it's like there's nothing, there's nobody, there's no pedestrians, there's no cars of any sort. Like I should just legally be allowed, but no.
Mm.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. But generally around turns, they also have a different attitude. I think because the roads are narrower, there's less visibility. They're taught, as I learned when I went to driving school here, that when you're taking a turn, you take it very slowly, almost as if you're about to stop. Whereas in America, a lot of times people turn, they just kind of gun it, they go really fast, you know, zoom through the turn.
Right. Kinetic energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep it going.
Keep it going. But yeah, if you do that in Japan, it's like a big, maybe you'll get stopped by the police. I don't know. But no driver I've seen does it. And I don't do it either. And there is, again, a good reason. A lot of the crosswalks, because the visibility is low, you can't really see if anybody is coming on either side of the street until you're turned your car facing so that you kind of look both ways more carefully to see. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, I guess, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of big cities with a lot of cyclists these days in America.
Yeah.
But in my experience, for the most part, it's mostly walking.
Exactly.
Not a lot of bicyclists, whereas here,
tons.
You've got people that don't even look.
Exactly.
They think they have the right of way,
burn
through it.
Exactly. And often they do have the right of way.
Mm.
That's another thing I've learned is that driving here, if you were to get into an accident with a bicycle, let alone a pedestrian, but a bicycle, it's almost always going to be your fault as the driver of a car.
Yeah.
So that's another, I think, big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get my license here. I mean, yeah. I'm really holding out until I really actually have to get one.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to go through the process, one, and two, yeah, just the stress of...
Yeah, it's
of the rules.
The rules, yeah. The driving here, the highways are nice. They're actually, I would say, driving on the freeways in Japan is much more pleasant than driving on a freeway in the U.S. But that kind of gets me to another point: is the toll roads here? A fortune.
Very expensive, and there's so many of
there's
them.
There's so
too.
Many. All basically every time you get on the freeway, it's a toll road. Not even that far. It's going to be pretty expensive. And in California. I mean, I know different states, there's different situations, but in California, there are very few toll roads. There's like one toll road I know of near my parents' house, and you can drive pretty much the entirety. It's about, I want to say 40 or 50 miles, so maybe what is that, like 70 or 80 kilometers, and it's like maybe $5
way. I'm okay with that.
No, yeah, a lot of times you go the normal way, and there'll be traffic, and it's like, you know what? I'm willing to pay $5 just to get out of this traffic.
Right.
And you do. But here, oh my God, if you went on a toll road for 60 or 80 kilometers, I would think it would probably be 3 or 4,000 yen one way. That's like pretty normal. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
Yeah. The kind of idea of taking like a random road trip, like let's just pile in the car and just drive somewhere and see what happens. Like in Japan, you got to really plan it out. Okay. Like where are the toll roads? How much is it going to be?
Right.
Like, is that okay with everybody?
Yeah. That's quite expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite different from the kind of openness I think we have in America.
Yeah.
Where you can pretty much go to point A to point B.
Yep.
Straight. You don't have to stop or pay a toll.
No tolls. Yeah. Just take the freeway till you get tired and stop.
I've only driven a few times in Japan, but since you're doing it more often, how is your experience with the difference between left and the right side of the road? And you know, how is that getting used to for you?
I feel like I'm used to it now, but now I'm afraid that when I go back to the U.S., it might be reversed, or I'm just like, oh my God, I can't drive on the right side of the road anymore.
Right.
But sometimes there are some times where I've been driving here where I will panic because I'm like, I'm driving on the wrong side. And it's like, oh, no, we're in Japan. It's okay.
Yeah.
So.
That's another thing is there's a lot of one-way roads too.
Yes.
Which gets me really confused because, you know, if I'm just the passenger and let's say my wife is driving, even we're both like, I don't know if this is the correct way. Is this the right road?
Yeah.
You know. Are we going to get hit by a car coming the opposite direction because we are making the mistake?
Yeah, that freaks me out a lot too. We use the, and maybe this is why I noticed that GPS navigators in the car are like much more popular in Japan than they are in the U.S. I never had a car with an actual built-in navigator in the car. Just use your phone or, you know, memorize the route or something or, you know, your buddy knows sitting next to you. But
in
Japan, it's like, oh my God, you better know kind of exactly where you're going because of that very thing. Like sometimes a one-way road will not have good signage and it's, you know, you can't tell it's a one-way unless you know because you're from the area.
Right.
So
there's been something very few scary instances I've had.
Yeah, same. I've almost turned down, or I have in fact a little bit until I realize, oh God, and you know, kind of turn back around and correct it. But that's definitely something I agree with. The one-way roads. Those are kind of common in the U.S. in cities, but once you get out into the suburbs or to the country, like you never, like where I live there, I don't think there's any one-way roads at all in my parents' neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm thinking like even my small town, I think there might be like one or two.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the signage is very blatant as well.
Same. Yeah. You'd have to be blind to miss it.
All right. I guess the last part of our segment that I'd like to discuss is kind of the difference in cars, too.
Mm.
You know, America, if you think about it, it's a lot of big cars, especially if you're thinking like trucks or vans for
SUVs.
Right here, it's like the K cars and...
Yeah, Toyota Aqua or something like that. Very popular. Yeah, I noticed that because in Japan, one of my neighbors actually owns I think it's a Chevy Suburban.
Oh, really?
Which, I know. I don't know where he parks it. but I didn't really think of that as a big car in America because compared to most other American cars, it's just like a normal size car. But here, oh my gosh, like that car is huge. Like
it, yeah.
I don't even, like I said, I don't even know where he parks it. I've never, you know, I just see it driving around sometimes.
Huh, and it's interesting.
Like, yeah. I'd like to ask him one day, like, yeah. Why did you buy the, why?
That's why what I'm curious about too, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, maybe not a Suburban, I've definitely seen a large Dodge Ram.
Yeah. I've seen some of those.
And those even. I'm like, how did you park it? I don't get it.
Yeah. There is somebody that I've actually seen where he parks it. He has a Dodge Charger, which is not a huge car, but it's still pretty, again, by Japanese standards, pretty wide.
It's very wide.
Yeah. So, but he just manages somehow to squeeze it into his little narrow house's parking spot. And that's, I don't even know how he gets around or gets out of it.
I was going to say he has
maybe
to go
he goes
out, the
out
window.
The trunk. Yeah.
That's the only way I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially how close you have to get some of these
Yeah, that's
spots
another
or areas.
Thing. The parking as well. People in Japan tend to park backwards,
which
is something they're, again, they're taught in the driving school here because the idea of backing out of a parking space is seen as very dangerous and, you know, someone could hit you or something, or you hit somebody. So they generally teach you to back into spaces, which is another unique challenge of driving in Japan I was not used to coming from America, where most people park forward.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when I first came to Japan to visit, and I noticed that all the people that drove cars reversed into the space, so I started doing it in America. And so it was nice, though, because I pretty much knew exactly where my car was all the time.
Right.
So I could just spot it. Like,
the one car that's parked the other way.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But my skills reversing got very good.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
I've noticed that as well. I've gotten much more careful about that than I was in the U.S., where I feel like in America, sometimes you reverse and it's just like, all right, keep the fingers crossed.
Yeah, right.
Hope it works.
I did enjoy it, though, because it does make sense now. You know, you get the reversing out of the way.
Yeah.
When you're done, you're ready to leave, just pop out.
Exactly.
Hit the road.
I get it, too. But still in America, sometimes I prefer parking forward.
Yeah, that's true.
Just, you know, old habits, I guess.
I got you.
Yeah.
So what kind of car are you cruising around in Japan?
In Japan, yeah. We mostly, I'm what they call a paper driver. We don't actually own our own. So we were mostly borrowing my parents-in-law's car, which is a Toyota Aqua.
Okay, there you go.
So yeah, quite tiny. If we go with everyone in it, we just have enough room for four people plus the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the concern of, do we try to squeeze in his stroller into the back, the very small trunk, or save that room for shopping or bags or something else? Because usually we cannot fit both.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that you're the driver primarily, you kind of lucked out because now you don't have to worry about squeezing in the back.
Exactly.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah,
right?
That is the one nice thing about being the driver. I get the priority for seat space.
Yeah, true. No question.
Yep.
That's our time for today. Thank you for coming in, sharing about your experience with driving in Japan. And also, we got to talk about some differences between Japanese roads and different rules with America. So, thank you very much, Alec.
Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Yeah, drive safe.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable, made possible by Kan Nagaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.